The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Business Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericabusiness.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning. Welcome to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel, the show that will take you through the ever-changing world of investing for a profit. Now, here's the host of Magna Investing, Jordan Kimmel.
Good morning. Welcome back to Magna Investing. And man, oh man, does it feel like springtime and springtime in the market as well. And I got to tell you, we've got a great hour lined up for you. We're going to have a couple callers come in. We're going to have a very good friend of mine and one of the great conference organizers, Judy Ensweiler, who runs the Financial Service Exchange, an opportunity for young, small companies and experienced entrepreneurs to share ideas with venture capitalists and investment bankers. We're also going to talk a little bit later, we hope, over from London. We're going to hear from Edwin Healthcote, who's going to talk about the increasing lifestyle living in cities and what that all means to the population. But as always, I like to take the first show, talk about what my eyes are seeing in the market, and just some tremendous things going on I want to share with you. I am in very active work with some, I guess, my least favorite characters in the world, the lawyers out there. But they are necessary. We're working on some documents to create some new magnet funds for the folks out there who don't have time or want to have a professional manage their money. And it's been a while since the magnet fund was open. And there's been a lot of discussion, you know, AAII.com. Please go to it. It's not my website. It's the American Association of Individual Investors. And we've had them on actually on the show before, but it's the nation's largest group of individual investors. They continue to rank the magnet stock selection process, and rank it they do. I believe it's currently the number one in the United States over the last 3 and 5 years. Whatever the numbers are, number two, number three over the last 10 years, but this is all through the lost decade, the decade that really smashed a lot of people's dreams, the year that, you know, that disappointed a lot of people, the decade. People just don't literally believe. But I want to mention, it's kind of interesting, ironic, just as the show is about to start, I get an email in from an experienced money manager I'm friendly with saying, hey, any thoughts on this? Simultaneous moves going on in copper, oil, S&P futures. What are your thoughts? And I just responded to him. I said, the show's got to start, but my thoughts are this is an unrespected, unbelieved in bull market. And it's just a fact. You know, the way I know this and the way I tell this is not because I have tea leaves or I understand what future employment or future economic growth or earnings or any of that looks like. The answer is simply you have to look at the number of stocks going up versus the number of stocks going down. And if that list is a positive advanced decline line, that's a huge clue. If the number of new lows is very low and the number of new highs for 52 weeks is high, well, folks, stop thinking, take out your clubs and play golf. I mean, get on the field, get your investment money ready. I've always said, despite whoever you are, if you got a great stock selection process and it's thundering and lightning out there, put your clubs away, put your investments on the sideline, stay in the clubhouse and go to a movie or go to the beach or do something. But, man, hay is out there right now, and the public is afraid of their own shadow, and we hear about unemployment, we hear about debt. And, folks, I don't listen to any of it. The Magnet approach is to ask a very simple and a very direct question. If it's healthy out there, which companies are accelerating their revenues and margins the fastest? Which ones are cash flowing? Those are companies I want to own. I want to invest in these companies. I'm looking at my list. There is a security company. I actually provide security internationally. I love it. It's in my portfolio. I'm looking at what's up the most today. A company that helps RF or microwave antenna, all this stuff for cellular phones, might be a good business. Maybe there's some people carrying around some cell phones around the world. What do you think? I see an oil and gas company. I see a cloud computing networking company. I feel like the old, who was it? Was it Bozo the Clown who we saw out there? I'm looking at company that does online stamps. I'm looking at casino companies, folks. It's all sectors, and that's the point. But it's not every stock. So you'll never find me saying you should buy the market, you should buy stocks. I'm all about educating investors to make them the best investors they can be. I'm looking to empower investors so they could figure out how to actually succeed in this market. And again, I think now, I believe we entered our 8th year at Voice America, and I think you all know at this point, Voice America has entered into the online television world. We're doing some CEO channels, bringing some voices to younger companies that can't get on CNBC. And, you know, when I go on CNBC and Fox, they always say, Jordan, you can only discuss companies that trade a million shares per day or that have a $500 million market cap or above. And you know what? A lot of the best companies that I like have a $100 million market cap. They trade 80,000 shares a day. That's okay for me. You know, it's okay for most people when I run the funds. Some funds have to have larger stocks and whatnot, but that's all on the side. My main point here is that there is a rhythm to the market, and I believe that the rhythm, the tide is just coming in. We had this tremendous meeting in my office on Madison Avenue yesterday in New York City. And by the way, if anyone wants to call me there, if anyone wants to come over, it's a beautiful office right next to Rockefeller Center, a couple blocks away. And I'm going to give you the office number in just a minute. You can call me there. You can email me there. A lot of people, I think, on this show are hesitant to call me. They think of me as a media superstar. Folks, like everybody else, I put on my pants one leg at a time. I shared a room with my two brothers growing up. I have no pretenses. I never will. The direct line, folks, the direct line to my office is 212-537-5676. 212-537-5676. That comes directly to my desk. Who else does that? Well, it's me, Jordan. But the point I'm getting at here is that this is a market that likes to confuse people. Why? Not because the market's confusing, but because media sells bad news, man. They're great at it. You read enough stories in a row about criminals, about Wall Street ripoffs, about manipulated earnings. You know what? You think everyone's a crook. And that's why there is an unprecedented, still, an unprecedented amount of cash on the sidelines earning less than 1% because they're afraid to invest. And you know what? I don't like to give out individual names. I don't like to share names because this is not about the stock of the day. And because you know what? When stocks change their stripes, you don't know when I'm selling, but you have to believe, folks, that there are companies not only doing well, but doing right, and not only doing really well and right, but actually blowing your competition away. And if you could just passively push a button and be a part owner in that company, folks, I think you have to pick your head out of the clouds. I think this is just one of the greatest times. And again, every once in a while, and by the way, it's only happened a couple of times in my entire lifetime, that the public actually wants to invest and they want to put their money in the stock market. And by that time, usually it's already baked into the prices. When people are afraid and they don't want to go forward, that's when you need to invest. And folks, all I have to ask you is put your finger on the pulse and ask yourself a question. When you go to cocktail parties, when you go to get-togethers, is everyone bragging about their investments? Is everyone telling you the hot stock of the day and how their 401k is doing great? I don't think so. I don't think they're talking about the market at all. I think they're afraid. And that's when you make money. And it's really, really simple. And in my office the other day, I thought I started this thing. I didn't even finish the conversation. The conversation was, is this team good enough? Is our group good enough? Is Magnet good enough? You know, et cetera, et cetera. And then someone said, you know what, folks? You don't have to be the best right now. You have to understand the tide is coming in, and the tide will lift, in fact, most boats. If you happen to have the single best stock selection process in the world, that's great. I may or may not. It probably is up there. AAII says it. There's enough documentation on the website to find out how well my funds have done, how many times I've been on TV. All this kind of stuff is not that important, folks. The important thing I'm trying to share with you is there are companies out there that are making money hand over fist, and you don't have to put in the capital to start them. You don't have to take the risk of starting. I don't like to invest personally in too many startups. Too many things can go wrong in business plans. But I use the example of Home Depot. I probably never would have invested in the company in the beginning. Didn't make any sense that you could do that. But once they went from 5 stores to 10 stores to 20 stores and the margins accelerated and the cash flow accelerated, that was the time to jump in. If you need to wait till the company makes the New York Stock Exchange, gets added to the Dow, and everyone's talking about it, I think that's great. That's your approach. My approach is to recognize talent after it stands up, after it starts running, after cash flow is accelerating, and I'll stick with that until the time changes. And there will be an end for every athlete. And by the way, almost every single company dies in the end. It has a lifetime just like human beings. Usually, they don't live as long as human beings, but there's a time to own them, and there's got to be a methodology you use to find them and a methodology you use, or just index and go with some funds that have low fees. If you want to really know, and if you haven't read Magnet Investing, if you haven't read the Magnet Method of Investing, shame on you. But I'm going to also offer you right now to my private Gmail account. It's really simple. You should know my name by now, jordankimmel23@gmail.com. The first two folks to email me at jordankimmel23@gmail.com will get a signed complimentary copy of my book. Folks, take me up on it. Folks, have a quick drink. Use a bathroom break. Do whatever you need to do. We're going to take a real quick short break. We're going to bring on Judy Ensweiler in just a couple minutes. I think you'll be delighted, and she'll share what goes on at FSX. It might be a place to bring your company. If you're a significant enough investor, it might even be a place to attend. Anyway, take a quick break. We'll be right back with more Magnet Investing, and we'll be right back after this.
Stock. stocks, bonds, investment opportunities, financial news, and talk. We can help. Call us now toll-free, 866-472-5790. 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. Are you tired of the government squandering your tax dollars on bailouts and overpaid bureaucrats? On Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Mike Beitler and his guests explain why big government regulations are the problem and innovative businesses and free markets are the solution. Listen to Free Markets with Dr. Mike Beitler, Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. Eastern Time, 7 a.m. Pacific, on the Voice America Business Network.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magna Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magna Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back to Magna Investing with me, Jordan Kimmel. And what I want to do right now is bring on a friend, a great professional, wonderful person. It's Judy Ensweiler. Judy, thanks so much for joining us.
Jordan, it's really great to be with you. It's good to hear your voice. Haven't seen you for a long time.
Well, thanks. I hope I'll see you soon. And let me just, folks, set this up. I first met Judy when she came to the Financial Service Exchange, I believe as a speaker, representing her company, Terrific Solutions, and it was just a very empowering, very inspiring, kind of positive message Judy brings. But then she actually is so talented in arranging conferences. She's now, I believe, the director of the Financial Service Exchange conferences in terms of creating them. Judy, why don't you kind of take just a couple minutes to maybe if you want to talk about Terrific Solutions, but also share with everybody what FSX is and what it represents. And I know there's another quarterly event coming up shortly.
Absolutely. Terrific Solutions is my training company and certainly is my passion, and I've been involved with that. I had that for about 10 years. And I just finished doing an event with the RESA conference, which is a real estate investment conference. And it's all about understanding ourselves, doing personality identification, some stress management, some just putting passion into our lives. And so that's the message that I like to resonate, and that's the message that I try to bring to FSX each time we have a conference. And FSX is Financial Service Exchange, and you are absolutely right, Jordan. It was, I think probably about 7 years ago, 6 or 7 years ago, that I was invited to do a luncheon speech there, and one thing turned into another, and voila, I put on another hat, and I'm doing their conferences for them as well. FSX is all about creating relationships and connecting for success. We do it quarterly around the country, and we bring in companies that are looking for capital as a private company or a public company, maybe just looking for exposure. We showcase 25 companies at each event over the course of 2 days, and we connect them with the buy side. We connect them with the people that can help them succeed. And so we like to call it, you know, we're the matchmakers of the financial world. We like to put people together, and we do it in a very positive way. Jordan, I know that you've been a speaker many times, and you always have fabulous messages that you tell our group, and we're getting ready to do our next event in Marina Del Rey.
Fantastic. And I know you travel around the country. It's always great venues. I believe lately they've all been at the Ritz-Carlton. They are first class. But Here's what's really important, Judy. I want to throw this out myself. When you see a guy on CNBC and they're on for 2 or 3 minutes and they're smooth or whatever, you really don't know what you're getting. I know these conferences are a couple days. You get to spend time. You have lunch. You have dinners. And you really get to know people a little bit better. And I think that there is hundreds and hundreds of years of experience between the investment bankers there, and they kind of vet together. And I believe that sometimes you have to get to know people, and it's not about how smooth they are on air for 2 or 3 minutes. And I believe that you cut through some of the uncertainties of who am I really dealing with. And also, a lot of these companies are the up-and-coming companies. They're kind of smaller. They're entrepreneurial, usually led by folks with prior successes, starting a new venture. So I think what you're doing there is tremendous. And, you know, for the listeners out there, it's not really, you know, necessarily for the smaller retail investors. I know for companies that want to come, for significant enough investors, I think it might be open. Kind of share who it's open for, maybe, you know, the website, how maybe our listeners can benefit, whether they're private, small companies, or investors. Tell them, like, who's it for, what they can do with it.
Absolutely. And, you know, you're so right, Jordan. There was a time, I think, that before the economy totally turned, that you could go into someone and ask them for $5 million and they would write a check. That really doesn't happen much today. We're dealing with small companies that are they're looking for less than $100 million. Wall Street doesn't really want you if you have less than $100 million that you want. Banks are not really funding much these days, and credit unions by law can only cap out at, I think, 12% for business lending. So where do companies go? How do they find the revenue? How do we grow America? How do we keep capital formation alive? And that's what this is all about. And I've discovered through my training company that, you know what, you need to kick the tires. You need to look someone in the eyes. SB2 studies have been done that have indicated that before someone truly wants to invest, they want to have 3 face-to-face meetings with the head of the organization. They want to know about that management company. They want to know about the bottom line. They want to see the financials. And so you can't do that, like you say, in a 3-minute smooth pitch, or you can't even do it sometimes for going to a dinner or to a luncheon. But it requires the time, and you look someone in the eyes, and you can tell if you really want to do business with them. We send out a list of the companies that are presenting to the buy side. The buy side consists of the broker, the principals of broker-dealer firms, the independent broker-dealer firms from around the country, and they too are a shrinking breed right now. We need to do some things in Congress to change that.
Mm-hmm.
It's also some investment bankers. We've got some fund money, some hedge fund money. You know, every once in a while I get some VC money, not so much anymore. There's bridge loans that people will do. There's just different types of funding that come in. We don't deal with the accredited investor very much simply because the broker principal takes that back to his reps. They, in turn, then present it to their accredited clients.
Right.
And so it is high energy, networking, and truly, if you've got a product, if you're looking for that type of connection, we bring people in from around the country. We actually pay the brokers to come in if they're looking for product. If they're not looking for product, then we really don't want them. We want the companies to succeed, and we want it to be good for everyone. If it's not a win-win, then it's, I think that was Stephen Covey, if it's not a win-win, then it's no deal at all.
But there you go. And you know what else that I always love? The trains at the FSX, it runs on time. There's a lot of respect. It happens to the minute. People are in the room, and they're coming there to find out, like you said, the broker-dealers are coming to find product for their clients. And they're not looking to trade the Apple computer back and forth. They're not looking to trade Intel. They're actually looking for private placement money. And again, it's the matchmaking that takes place there. And I want to also throw out something else from the investment side. There's a expression, Judy, that your trading mirrors your life. And you know, when things are rough, sometimes your trading is rough. what I want to say, and it's just, you know, I've got to meet your husband, I've got to meet your sons, and there's something super positive that goes on, I think, in your home, in your family. You bring it to Terrific Solutions, you bring it to FSX, and it shows not only trying to be positive, but what you've done and how you've lived your life. And I want to make sure I say that on air because I really respect who you are.
I really appreciate that, Jordan, and I do. I have a husband that is absolutely the most positive person in the world, and we truly live by that credo, that, you know, you just do the right thing anyway, and sometimes people will bite you in the butt and sometimes things will happen, but at the end of the day, it's all about doing the right thing, and we've tried to instill that in our kids, and we live that.
That's beautiful. And so here's what I know. I know that I've spoke at the FSX. I know that I've met a lot of friends. I also know that you're having one of really the top speakers and authors coming to your next conference. Maybe what a good idea is share that, share the website, because there are some owners of small companies that listen to this. I think FSX, the reason I bring you on here is not only as a friend to talk about Terrific Solutions and your things, I'd love you to give your own Terrific Solutions website, but maybe people can go to the FSX, see what those companies are up to, and even find broker-dealers that may want to, they might want to invest through those broker-dealers to find these opportunities.
We have a website, and it's fsxone.com or fsxone.com. And it will describe the event that is coming up. It will, it has an agenda on it. We do 2 days of heavy duty networking, and we start out with a keynote speaker, and this time our keynoter is Harry Dent, who he's got the Dent method of investing. I'd like to get you two guys together with your Magnet investment and his. I think that could be a really great, great jam session. We will also have education. Harry will kick off the conference on Thursday, and we will have an education session. We have presentations Thursday. We have our signature event Thursday evening, and we will either take everyone to a dinner, we'll have a very gala reception. We want to keep people together. We want you to network. We want you to find out who you are. We give out everyone's names, addresses, email addresses, because we want you to succeed, and you can't sitting in your office, or you can't not getting out and being in front of people. We will then, on Friday afternoon, after we're done with presentations, we have some broker education and some presenting company education. This one is quite interesting because we're going to be discussing the new jobs bill that just passed Congress. Mm-hmm. As you know, Jordan, I'm a big proponent of seeing what's going on in Washington, D.C. I go and visit my congressman a lot. We're very supportive of them. And so I think with this jobs bill that's come out, what the impact it's going to have on small business, both private and public, the crowdfunding opportunities, the Reg A's, you know, Reg D's are kind of an interesting thing right now from our broker-dealer standpoint. The whole concept of due diligence and everything that's come out with Dodd-Frank. So we're going to just sort it out and have a great hour-and-a-half discussion. We call it our genius pool because we bring in experts that have studied it, that know it, and that are willing to share it and take questions. And really, it's a great opportunity for everyone to understand what's going on right now in Washington.
Right. And, you know, there's stuff in that jobs bill that I absolutely love. I'll talk about that after. But what I want to do is also take the time to, I really appreciate you joining us today. What I love to do is, I know you're the ultimate team player, you're talking FSX, you're reminding everyone to come there. I also want you to take your time, give your, if it's still available, you feel like sharing it, maybe even your Terrific Solutions website as well for people that could benefit from that service.
And that's TerrificSolutionsInc.com.
That's easy.
Easy.
You make it easy. You make the conferences easy. You make them fun. And Judy, like I say, you know, sometimes it's content, sometimes it's timing. But I think when you put them all together with people, you do it in a positive way. That's what FSX has been to me. I've been there numerous times. I hope to see you again there soon. I'm not going to be able to be out for this one, but they're in beautiful venues. You make sure everyone goes smooth and runs like a Swiss watch. And thanks for joining us so much today. Enjoy your spring and say hello to your family, and please say hello to my friends at FSX for me.
I shall, Jordan. It was great to hear your voice, and we look forward to seeing you maybe in July in Washington, D.C. at their next conference.
Well, I hope so. In the meantime, best of health, enjoy, and for your efforts, FSX and otherwise, thanks so much for your time today.
Thanks, Jordan. Take care.
All righty.
Bye.
And folks, that's Judy Ensweiler. She's really a absolute delight. Terrific solutions. Check it out. And also, if it qualifies for you, if it makes sense, FSX1.com. Just a great venue. I have a lot of personal friends there. And I wish them a great conference over at Marina Del Rey in a week or so. But we're going to take a quick break here. We're going to be right back. I think we're getting a call in from Skype live from London. We'll see if we can complete that. We're going to be right back with more Magnet Investing right after this quick break.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety. These days, everyone is looking for information on staying young, healthy, and fit. The Voice America Health and Wellness Network is here to help you on your quest to better health and a better you. We talk about everything from diet, fitness, and aging to substance abuse, personal growth, mental health, and much more. Learn from our experts who cover health and wellness from traditional and holistic perspectives. Tune in to the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. Healthy living starts here.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And welcome back, everybody, to Magnet Investing. And what I want to share with you right now, Judy Ensweiler just mentioned something kind of really important, and there's something deep in that jobs bill that is fascinating to me, and I just actually heard about it the other day, and probably nobody is happier than me that these congressmen, or I'm not sure who did it, but you know how they take a bill and then they embed something in it and they embarrass people if they don't pass it, so these things get embedded. But what it is very specifically is that managers of private funds, and I'm using that word rather than the word hedge funds because it's a dirty word, were never able to actually show their results. And never actually able to show their returns. And somehow in this jobs bill, there's a piece about crowdsourcing, but there's another piece allowing what they're calling younger, smaller companies that don't have the networking clout or the media clout. And certainly this idea that mutual funds can advertise returns, but they cannot advertise returns in private funds. Well, there were two separate years when the Magnet Fund returned over 200% in giving years. And I would say, man, oh, man, how can I get the word out? And, you know, you just couldn't. You just had to use word of mouth. You had to use, you know, friends of friends. But, you know, this idea, so we have some new funds coming out, and we have the ability now to actually show those returns. Unfortunately, you know, the mutual fund world is a world that's so difficult to operate in. The funds we're going to come out with are going to be private. They probably will be accredited only. I think those are, you know, it's just, I'm sorry to say, it's the way to be. That's why this show is here, though. The show is here for folks that aren't, say, accredited, but somehow I want to be able to help everybody. I don't believe in helping just the top tier and leaving the rest on their own. So thank goodness for this jobs bill. I'm thrilled about it, and it's probably one of the best things that's happened, you know, with me and Magnet in some time. But I want to go back right now to, you know, just this overall thinking of this incredible pessimism that continues to come up. You know, a little while ago, and it's more than a little while ago, but we had a guy on, one of the head guys from jobs.com. And I heard someone, in fact, it jogged my memory this morning, because when he's talking about the unemployment rate for skilled folks is really, really not that bad. The unemployment rate for unskilled folks is horrendous right now. And so I have these conversations at home basically all the time, reminding my kids that if you're average, this is an incredibly, incredibly tough world to live in. I don't care what economy you're in the economy in 07 that people were so excited about, in the economy of 1999 when .com was ringing off the hook and people were becoming, you know, wealthy investing at anything that said .com, at least for the short term. If you were running the cash register at Carvel or Walmart, I don't want to pick on any company. If you're running the cash register anywhere, life was hard then too. And at the same time, in the depth of the depression feel of 2002 or 2008, well, if you happen to be playing center field for the Yankees, or you happen to be playing point guard for the New York Knicks, folks, life wasn't too bad either. And just the other day, someone approached me and started saying, well, you know what the problem is? The problem is Congress. And I cut the guy off. I said, you know what, Congress might be your problem, but if you happen to just sell Instagram and you're 24 years old, and you just graduated Stanford, and you just sold Instagram to Facebook for $1 billion, you're probably not complaining about Congress today. You're probably not complaining about anything. And that's really the point, and it translates right into individual companies. If you have a product that's not selling, or you have a management team that hasn't figured out the new world order, or you have a deteriorating profit margins, where you're furious at Congress and you're angry at your community and you're beating up your employees. On the other hand, if you happen to have accelerating revenues and margins and cash flow, the problem is you're probably not complaining about anything. So this is the whole point. I take this thing called Magnet. I run a quantitative screen. There's 19 different criterias. And if you rank up really, really high on Magnet, what that basically means is you're really on the tip of the bell curve. And I'm honestly not interested in average. You know, in the article, if you look it up in Forbes magazine, they called me Kimmel the Unterrible. And in this three-page article, I basically said, look, most companies are either growing too slow, or they're already discovered and they're overvalued, or there's something basically wrong with everything. The only thing I'll invest in is the unterrible companies, the companies that actually are currently hitting it out of the ballpark. And you know what? These names, some of them are household names, some of them are not. I'm just as comfortable in a name that's not a household name because I understand that someone comes from everywhere. One day, Derek Jeter was an unheard of. One day, Drew Brees was a backup in college. And then, you know, if you need to wait until they're on the All-Star team, if you need to wait until everyone knows the name, you're certainly going to pay a much higher price in the stock market. And again, I'm not here suggesting anybody invest in any other way. I'll tell you a funny quick story. Two friends of mine showed up, and I met them over at Bronx High School of Science reunion. And one guy said to me, "Aren't I a genius? I'm all in bonds, and bonds have done well in, you know, the last couple of years." And I said, "No, you had good timing. Talk to me in 2 or 3 or 5 years as you stay in all bonds, earning very little money, by the way. Tell me if you're a genius in 3 or 5 years." The other guy said to me, "Look, aren't I a genius? I've been in gold. I'm a gold investor." And the fact is, you know, gold has been sensational. I talked about gold. The symbol G-O-L-D, by the way, was the number one ranked stock in my latest book back in 2009, and the thing went up hundreds of percent. And it's basically what I'm trying to say is there is a time for everything, and then suddenly that time is gone. And the strangest part of the investing world is that sometimes near the end of a trend, basically, look, everybody jumps on, and once everybody loves one particular thing, it's probably way too late, and you're probably going to get hurt if you just sit there. And I could look at examples, and we've seen them over and over. People thought AOL, who could ever not have an AOL account? Well, if you stayed in AOL, I think you lost around 95% of all of the money if you came in at the wrong time, even though it had a big pop the other day. Look, Bethlehem Steel's out of business. Kodak went bankrupt. These are all companies that were leaders at their time, and they lost their mojo. And I'm not suggesting that you do anything other than read enough, think enough. And then there's a flip to this, you know. There are times when a bear market happens for an extended period of time, and that's exactly, by the way, what's happened in stocks. Stocks have basically gone nowhere for 10 or 12 years right now, so people think stocks are the wrong place to be. Well, I'll see you in 3 or 5 years when you say, "God, I wish I had bought when everyone was scared. God, I wish I bought when everyone was scared and depressed." But that's just the way it goes. Remember, when anyone asks me, "How's the market?" I ask them a simple question. Well, are you a buyer or are you a seller? You know, if you're a seller in a bear market, it's a horrible time to be selling. If you're a buyer in a bear market, you're going to make some money if you're patient. So it all depends whether you're a buyer or a seller. And then, of course, what it really depends on is if you know what you're buying. You know, if you were buying in the hottest real estate market in the world a few years ago, but you had bought swampland in Florida, you got stung. If instead you bought some property in, say, up-and-coming Harlem in New York, or returning up-and-coming Harlem, or you bought certain properties in Peru, or it doesn't matter. If you're global and you think that way, folks, it depends on whether you're a buyer or seller, and if you know what to buy when it's time to buy. So this is not easy. I remind everybody, investing is not easy. It takes a tremendous amount of experience. In my books, I create the analogy to either the game of chess, which is an incredibly hard game if it's your first game. You don't know how these pieces move. You don't know how to defend. You don't know how to attack. You don't know how much to defend, when to attack. But you know what? Play 10,000 games of chess And I bet you start by that time, you're beating most people you play. It's experience, it's knowledge, it's confidence. The thing doesn't come overnight. And again, if you expect to win your first chess game, I think you're going to be disappointed. If you think that because you've been successful in other businesses, that will translate directly into the stock market, I think you also might be disappointed. So remember, the market is risky, the market is tough, but risk creates opportunity if you do know what you're doing. I think it's time for a quick break right here. There's a little wrap-up. I want to share some things coming up right here. We're going to be right back with more Magnet Investing, so stick with us. We'll be right back.
Whether the market's up or down, or if you're looking to improve your portfolio, our experts are ready to talk to you. Call now, toll free, 866-472-5790. That's 866-472-5790. Voice America Business Network.
Listen for Trust Across America every week on the Voice America Variety Channel. Tune in as host Jordan Kimmel is joined by national experts in the fields of accounting, finance, organizational behavior, and sustainability, as well as companies that are applying strategies that are enabling them to be recognized as doing the right thing by the American Trust Awards. Your host, Jordan Kimmel, is himself a trusted professional with years of experience in applying strategies and consulting with today's leading firms. Trust Across America is heard Wednesdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific, on Voice America Variety.
Frankly Speaking About Cancer is a program designed to empower survivors and their caregivers to deal with the social and emotional challenges of cancer. Drawing on resources from wellness communities throughout America and abroad, the show will invite physicians, researchers, nurses, social workers, patients, and caregivers to share their advice on how to live a better life with cancer. Join host Kim Tibaldo, President and CEO of the Wellness Community, Tuesday afternoons at 1 p.m. Pacific Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Network. From the boardroom to you, Voice America Business Network.
You're logged on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. If you would like to call in with a question or comment for Jordan or his guest, dial toll-free at 866-472-5790. Once again, that number is 866-472-5790. Let's get back to another segment of Magnet Investing. Here's Jordan Kimmel.
And, folks, what I'd love to do right now is I'd love to kind of bring you right into the future and really kind of dispel all kinds of myths out there about not only why America's falling off the cliff, but why the world is falling off the cliff and so on. So let's just get right to this thing here right now. And this is probably the most interesting thing I believe in, you know, over the long term. So I remind people, I ask them all the time, how many people live in America? I mean, how many percentage of the world actually lives in America? And that number is somewhere between 3 or 4% of the entire world's population. It's hard to believe we represent that little of the world's population. But here's the key to this. The rest of the world is actually growing their standard of living. And you say, no, that's not true, Jordan. Don't you hear about what's going on in Europe? Well, I'm almost embarrassed how old I am. I keep telling engineers on this show I can't really hear the music coming on. Am I really getting that old? Please tell me I'm not. But when I was a kid, Italy was called a superpower. Spain was considered a superpower. That's when I was a kid. Flashback even further, you know, when Greece or Rome, the Roman Empire, you know, ruled the world. I mean, folks, the time has actually changed at this point. And if you're going to ask yourself, what does the world look like based on Greece? Come on, guys, get real. I mean, it's ridiculous. They're talking about the Greece economy is smaller than the economy of Delaware. And I'm not even sure there's any companies in Delaware other than like lawyers and LLCs that set up companies there. But, you know, for real here, what's really fascinating is something in the neighborhood of 30% of all individuals in this country are currently working in industries that didn't exist 30 years ago. Now, I'm going to repeat that. Not in companies that didn't exist. They work in industries that didn't even exist 30 years ago. Well, what's going to happen? It's going to continue to happen. Biology is going to continue to mix with chemistry. Chemistry is going to mix with engineering. And you are in a new world order where the most exciting companies that are going to be leading the S&P right now haven't even been founded yet, okay? And something in the neighborhood of the S&P 500, 450 of those companies weren't in business 35 years ago. And this is the way the S&P, by the way, continues to go up in value over not every day, month, but every decade. And over time, because what happens is they delete companies like Polaroid, like Eastman Kodak, like on and on and on and on and on. These companies that were once great, and then new companies show up. And so some names we all heard of right now, like Google and Apple and Home Depot, well, these companies didn't exist 35 years ago. And it's just simply going to continue to happen. I always talk about reading in this wonderful spot in the Investor's Business Daily, page 2 every day, shows 4 or 5 amazing breakthroughs in technologies and trends. And I actually cut them out a lot and I show them to my kids because it is mind-blowing what is going on. But what the newspaper wants to talk about is Eastman Kodak couldn't make their pension. Whatever. And I don't even want to go through whatever because that's what is on the tips in the minds of Americans, and the rest of the world. But what is happening is there was a time and an era where it's a wonderful book. I brought the author on previously where in England, they talked about, it was about 1880, and they said, man, these guys in the United States, they work so hard, and they're so ingenuitous, and they're actually going to take over, become the world superpower. They're going to take over our economy one of these days. Well, they were right. And there's this other expression that it's really hard to wake up in the morning and really, really work hard and have that edge if you're going to sleep every night in silk pajamas. And so what it is there was a time when people would simply pack up a wagon and go west and do what was best for their family and work hard. And folks, lots of people in this country still have that. They just tend not to be fourth, fifth, sixth generation Americans anymore. Those guys are playing maybe a little bit too many video games. Maybe they got a little wide around the waist. But in every decade, in every economy, there is the tip of the bell curve. And there are the Mark Zuckerbergs. There are the Steve Jobs. There are the Bill Gates. And they actually change the world. And if you find the companies that they're involved in, it's not about making some money. It's about making enough money that you become charitable and that you give back. And all the government talk about billionaire taxes and everything, there's basically not a single example of any ultra, ultra rich guy that before he dies doesn't decide it's time to give back. Think back on the Carnegie days, on the days where they were trying to break up the Rockefellers, to break these guys up and destroy them. But you know what? Before they died, they gave most of their money to charities. They built all the schools. They built all the libraries in this country. Bill Gates is doing it right now. There's an unbelievable amount of philanthropy because it's not about how much you can make. It's about making a difference. And I think the only way an individual could possibly, we can't all be Steve Jobs, we can't all be Bill Gates, but what we could do is we can invest in a way that gives us an opportunity not only to provide for the family, but then to go and do much more. And there's an old expression in the investment business that nobody ever dedicated a hospital wing by clipping coupons off their bonds. It's all done through ownership. It's either ownership of real estate, it's ownership of commodities, it's ownership of companies. It's the only way to make money, and then you have to figure out a way to do it. And I'm not saying I have all the answers, but I will tell you, if you read every book that I recommend in my book, you will have such a leg up on everybody that you'll be in a whole different world. You'll get that cloud off your head. The headlines that show you a fire, a murder every day to kind of keep people in some sort of coma, and I'm not sure why and who does it, but I think you need to kind of break through this, folks. This is probably a great time to invest in individual companies. It's probably also a great time to invest in real estate. It's also probably a great time to own most anything, as long as you could sort through the chaff and the wheat and buy the best that's out there in basically any market class, any asset class. You have to know what you're doing. What we've done on this show, we brought on the folks like Jimmy Rogers, I think the greatest human investor alive today. We brought on Michael Steinhardt, the single greatest hedge fund manager in the history of the industry. And we continue to bring on leading guests. We continue to bring on leading experts, not so they can give you the stock of the day. I frankly won't let them. I want to empower you to become a great investor. I want to empower you to think a little bit above the nonsense that's on most of the media out there. So let me just take time. I do hear the music. It's time to wrap up. It's time to roll. The spring is in the air. I think the spring is in the market. I want you to have a great week ahead and join us next week on Magnet Investing. Come to my site, by the way, magnetinvesting.com. Have a wonderful week. Thanks for all the work, and thanks to the whole team at Voice America. We'll see you here right here next week. Have a wonderful week ahead. And keep your eyes in the sky, not in the dirt, okay, folks? We'll see you here next week. Bye-bye now.
The Voice America Business Channel would like to thank you for logging on to Magnet Investing with Jordan Kimmel. Tune in each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern Time for another exciting hour of Magnet Investing. Right here on the Bottom Line in Business Talk, the Voice America Business Channel.